Jim Ballou, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. This next song is one that I would like to dedicate to a gentleman who's usually here at the Folk Festival, but he hasn't been able to make it for the past couple of years. His name is Gamble Rogers, and this is his own song. Called Talking Everything. Well, if you want to get to heaven, let me tell you what you do. You got to grease your feet in the mud and stew. Slide out of the devil's hand and just ooze over to the promised land. Take it easy, boy, but take it greasy. Let the rough end ride and the slick end slide, friend. Well, if you want to get to heaven, let me tell you what you do. You got to grease your feet in the mud and stew. Slide out of the devil's hand and just ooze over onto the colonial end, friend. We're going to have a good time. Well, I took me a wife about a year ago. We got a little boy now, just about four. Gets up the table, slaps his maw, rubs syrup on my ears, says, ain't you my pa? Runs string beans up my nose. Syrup in my ears and fat back and chitlins and red gravy and white acre peas and Carol syrup all over the willow. Where's your cute kid, but he's messy as heck, friends. What you've heard so far is traditional talking blues. I'd like to go on to more modern things. Things that you and I deal with each and every day. Well, I was down at the blockhouse taking my ease when I thought I heard Alan Shepard sneeze. It was Walter Cronkite on a motorbike just going to Cocoa Beach for Lucky Strike. Something mighty big about to happen, friends. I had a big Vanguard rocket sticking straight up in the air. They had the UP and the AP and the APR and Paramount Pictures, cameramen and representatives there. Something mighty big about to happen. Well, now the lipstick sponsor's going insane. Zsa Zsa fell off the gantry crane. Autographed nose cone Revlon's best. You know modern cosmetics passed a new heat test, and that's mighty important because we're all consumers. Consuming lots of concrete blocks and Thompson submachine guns, Mad magazines, and Twisto Flex watch bands for fallout shelters. You know, no fallout shelter's complete without a Thompson submachine gun. Love thy neighbor, friend. I mentioned the word consumption a while ago, but I'm not talking about the disease, I'm talking about our economy. We live in a consumer economy, which means basically, as long as all of us keep doing plenty of buying on credit. In other words, if we could do all these things, you and I could go down to Miller's or J.M. Fields or Sears and Roebuck and order one of these missiles. Instead of done that back in 1949, by this time we'd all have two missile garages, thousands of us sailing all over the place. They'd let free enterprise in the back door right after World War II, friends. There would have been Texaco stations on the moon by 1949. Little signs up there saying Sea Rock City. Stuckey's 17 and a half miles. Jefferson Island Salt, Brute the Snuff, Kiwanis Club, Rotary Club, Civitans, Bird Sanctuary, Children at Play, Adults at Play. Little signs stopped into the asteroids, and that all rhymes you went whizzing by, and they'd say things like this. Well, now dim your lights behind these stars and show the folks how bright you are. Burma Shave. Well, now the countdown started to the room, and the Vanguard's off with the boom, boom, boom. Right on target, can't you see? Snail, an armadillo, an old pine tree. Just laid right over in the Halifax River and died, friends. Went skipping off through the pickerel reeds like a big flying fish with fire and spume and spray and nuts and bolts and liquid oxygen chewing the way. It was a dud. Now, nobody liked the way I talked, so I just went out and I took me a walk. I went to some institution and they got them to teach me elocution. How now, brown cow? Right now, green bull.
Charlie Blake from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi. Boy, I'm worn out. These guys, a banjo player, mandolin player, just flat wore me out. Now I gotta come right back up here and play some more. I am worn out. We'll get back in a little more traditional side of things here, with a little guitar pick and green sleeves.
A lovely couple dance by two couples, Cubby and Jean Whitehead, Ed and Alice Caldwell. Cubby and Jean are from Sarasota, Ed and Alice from Tampa.
This is for all you girls who are planning on getting married. Maybe you want to listen to this before you make up your final plans. You might want to change your mind.
Down, I wish.
let's welcome the Florida Game and Fish, Freshwater Fish Commission boys with Dale Kreider as their leader. The wildlife boys.
Cause if you leave me now, child, you're gonna break my mind.
Thank you. As Cousin Thelma said, we're all members of the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. And we don't do this for a living, as you can probably see. We have playing bass for us, Neil Eichels. He's chasing turkeys down around Fish Eating Creek, Florida. Neil is a technician working out of the Gainesville Research Office. We're playing banjo over here is Bob Phillips. He's another technician out of the Gainesville Research Office. He's chasing turkeys occasionally and other things, other times.
Hey, Dale, I catch people.
We got a game warden with us. Huey Clemens, playing fiddle for us, is the wildlife officer in Leon County. He used to be in this area. He was the INE officer for a while, but he just liked to catch people, so he went back to it. I'm Dale Kreider, and I'm the waterfowl biologist for the state, and I work out of the Gainesville Research Office. This next number we'll dedicate to Kenneth Mitchell. He's the local wildlife officer, and he's here in our midst, Mr. and Mrs. Kenneth Mitchell. It's one I'm sure you've heard before. Hit it. Come and hear my story about a man named Jim. Lived in the hills and valley, kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food, when out from the ground came his bubbling crew.
Back on Texas tea.
Long before Jed's a millionaire. Friends said, Jed, won't you move away from here? Go down to Florida, that's the place you ought to sing. So Jed packed up and moved here to White Springs. Now it's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. But kind of like to thank you all for finally dropping in. You're all invited back, that's reason this locality, to enjoy the heaping heaven of our hospitality. Y'all come now.
Bedtime, except that some of the dancers, I think, want to cut the rug a little bit up here on the stage. And while we're doing that, some of the singers will want to go over to the Woman's Club and heist a tune over there. And for a very small fee, if you're not a singer, we'll let you in over there. So, good night, ladies and gentlemen, until 10 o'clock in the morning. Our gates open at 9, and we'll welcome you again.
To the second day of the 16th annual Florida Folk Festival. But I think most of you at home here, I don't think this is your first visit. How many of you have been here before? Let me see. Oh, my goodness. That shows what a good program that these people at White Springs have been putting on, because you're back again. And I like to come back, too. There are a number of people who are responsible for this. It's dangerous to call names because I'll be sure to leave out somebody. But Mr. Cawthon, of course, the director, has done a great job in getting this folk festival continued. And Mrs. Beecham is a tireless worker. You don't see too much of her here on the microphone, but she certainly works. and Mr. Kendall Toll, Mr. Davis, and a number of others. But I'd like to tell you a story first. I went to a circus and I saw this strong man, a wrestler, and he had on his tights and his putting his arms, you could see the muscles and every arm sticking out, and he says, now, he says, nobody has a grip as strong as mine. He says, and that hand of mine says I can grip stronger than anybody else. And let me show you. He took a lemon and he cut the end of the lemon off and he squeezed it and the juice just poured out of it. And he says, now I've squeezed that lemon dry. If anybody in the audience can get one more drop, come up and I'll give him $100. And this small fella, not too large, almost skin and bones, came up and he said, I'd like to try. And the wrestler says, fine, gave it to him. And the fella squeezed and he got a drop out. And the wrestler looked at him and he said, well, I'm amazed. He said, if you can get another drop out of that, I'll give you $200. And the man squeezed again and he got two drops out of that lemon. The wrestler said, this is impossible. He said, you can't get another, and I'll give you $500 if you get another drop. So the man, little man, squeezed, and he got another drop. The wrestler says, I can't understand it. Says, who are you? The man says, I'm chairman of the finance committee at the First Baptist Church. Now, there's somebody who can squeeze a little harder than either one of those two. It's a person who has given more time than anybody else to this folk festival. As soon as this one is over, she'll start on the next one. And she squeezes more good folklore and good entertainment per hour than any other person. And I'm sure we'd like to all express our appreciation to the director of this folk festival, Thelma Bolton. So she has everybody a big hand. Let's give it to her. Thelma.
Wasn't that nice? And I do appreciate it. They cracked the whip and I jumped. And it's fun to squeeze the juice. Because there's so much sweet juice to be squeezed. My, there's just no end to it. Let's open it up. Let's with a waker upper. The Bluegrass Rebels from Brunswick, Georgia, with good old cousin Curtis Birch is their leader.
Thank you so much. We'll go right on with one called Bring Back My Blue-Eyed Boy.
Bring back my blue-eyed boy to me. Bring back she goes free. Why should Alabama don't love me? Why should I play a childish part? Bring back my blue-eyed boy to me. 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 So that I never had to be. Why should I be bound while she goes free? Why should I love one that don't love me? Why should I have to play a childish part? Bring back my blue-eyed boy to me.
Bring back my blue-eyed boy to me. Bring back my blue-eyed boy to me. Bring back my blue-eyed boy to me. So that I may.
Thank you so much. There's so many people and so many entertainers. We'll get right into the next one called Prayer Bells of Heaven, a little hymn. Get up, man.
Swanee River is honored to have with us today two important first families of Florida, the Jumper family and the Frank Shore family. To introduce them is Jessie Bell Devane from Lake Placid.
Medicine man of the Brighton Reservation. Frank Shore is also a cowboy. He helps take care of some of the old cattle. Just to prove to you that he is a cowboy, Frank's going to crack the cow whip for you.
Yeah, fine. Watch out for the mic. Watch out for the mic.